I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Vinny and Haney Show, Terry Ford sitting in for Bob here on 105.7 The Fan. Let's get former Oriole closer and current Yankee reliever Zach Britton in here. Zach, welcome to The Fan. We appreciate your time, man.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me on.
Now, how weird is it to be introed as a New York Yankee reliever? Are you used to this yet, or is it still kind of weird to hear your name and the Yankees together?
You know, it's still weird. Still, you know, you're still in that adjustment period of trying to get settled into a new organization, new team, you know, new situation for my family, for me. But I feel like I'm getting a little bit more comfortable every day. And then, you know, obviously it's just kind of about, you know, go out there and pitching well, and regardless of where you are. But, you know, I think once you settle in, all that stuff kind of comes with it.
Hey, Zach, what was it like, you know, when you first walk into the Yankee locker room? Because, I mean, you've been an Oriole for a long time. You hated the Yankees, and now you walk into their locker room, and you're now their teammate.
It's weird, you know, being with Baltimore for, you know, 12 years, coming up to the minors. You know, that's a rivalry team. That's a team in your division that you wanted to beat, you know, all the time, and, you know, had done it, and, you know, a few years when we went to the postseason and they didn't and things like that. So, yeah, it's just my first time getting traded, you know, a new organization. So I think just the whole situation was weird. You know, I expected to be traded, you know, when I heard New York or Boston, you know, as possible teams. I was kind of like, yeah, well, you know, they normally don't trade in division very often. So I think I was just a little bit more shocked and everything that happened. But, you know, excited. Obviously, to be with a team that's winning, you know, it's always better when you're winning, and, you know, the atmosphere and the culture in the clubhouse is always, you know, better when, you know, you're playing good baseball.
How many games did you gain the day you got traded? That had to have been fun.
Yeah, did they add that to my the games? They increased.
Exactly. That's the first thing you say. Go, let's talk about the money here real fast. How about that? Zach Britton, former Oriole, now with the New York Yankees, hanging out with us, Vinny and Haney Show on The Fan. Zach, you know, Buck Showalter talked about the day after you were traded, you know, you and him were hanging out for a while and just kept kind of hanging out, and neither one of you knew how to kind of say goodbye or finalize the conversation. Finally, Buck went, so look, man, I'm going to go shower. I'll talk to you later. Because you didn't want to leave, because I guess, you know, now once you walk out of that office, now you're taking that next step and away from something that's so familiar to you. We heard Buck's side of it. Talk about that last meeting, or when you were hanging out with Buck there at the end.
Yeah, you know, the trade didn't get finalized until like around midnight or whatever. You know, I spoke with the media, and then, you know, I was kind of just like looking at my locker, like, how do you move, you know, how do you pack 7 years worth of stuff that you kind of gathered with the Orioles? So I was kind of just sitting there in my locker. There was no one else there. All the players were gone, and a couple of the clubhouse guys were still there. But, you know, Buck peeked his head over. He's like, Zach, come, you know, come talk to me. So went to his office, and yeah, we talked for a long, long time just about, you know, everything. When I first came to the big leagues, you know, when he first got to the Orioles and things like that. And yeah, it kind of, you know, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. And he was like, you know, I knew this was going to happen. Like, no one's going to say, you know, goodbye. So I just need to, you know, delete. And I was like, all right, you know, and that was kind of it. So, you know, it was good to talk to him. I mean, I think, you know, as a young 23-year-old that came to the big leagues, Buck was my only manager. And you learn a lot of things, not just about baseball, but, you know, you're still a young, impressionable kid. So I think people don't realize that you learn a lot more about, like, life, you know, through these coaches that are a lot older than you, that have gone through things. You know, I'm away from my dad, you know, and my mom for so long throughout the year. So these people are, you know, role models or people that you look up to, you know, and how to do things the right way. So, you know, I had a good relationship with Buck, so it was definitely tough to leave. And when he came to New York, I didn't talk to him because I just kind of wanted to, like, I don't know, like, let this settle in that I'm a Yankee. And then, you know, obviously at some point when we go to Baltimore and play them, you know, obviously I'll talk to him again. But I wanted to just trying to stay away.
And, what did the players say? What did the players say, Zach?
I talked to them. I talked to them in New York yesterday. I talked to all the guys that I didn't get to see. And, you know, they just told me I looked funny and blue, you know. And things like that. It's still new. It's still kind of weird, you know. Those guys, some of those relationships I had for 10 years, you know, played with guys for 10 years. I mean, so we're always going to be friends, but it's definitely weird now having to compete against them.
Were you ready to, I mean, obviously you would be ready, but, and maybe it wouldn't have gone through your mind because you get so locked in when you're coming to a game, but, you know, you could have faced them here in the last couple of days. You could have actually gotten to a game this quick facing your former team and guys you've known for so long, and obviously you zone it out, but at some point that has to be a little weird in your head.
Yeah, it was weird. I knew yesterday they told me that, you know, I was going to, you know, pitch in a save opportunity, so, you know, I think we had the bases loaded at some point, and, you know, I started warming up for a second, and then, you know, I thought, I didn't really think about it. You know, you're just trying to focus on pitching, you know. I think my first two outings in New York, it was just a little weird. You know, normally I'm coming in there as an opposing, you know, person, you know, pitching the ninth inning, trying to, you know, shut the team down, get a win. I think it was just kind of weird, but those are things you get used to, and hopefully it happens quick. You know, here in Fenway, I'm used to pitching as a visiting guy in Fenway. So, you know, this isn't anything new to me. It's just, you know, a different uniform.
Hey, Zach, what's the intensity like? Because, I mean, the rivalry, Yankees-Boston, and with, you know, the division race going on, I mean, it's got to be – I mean, it's a huge, huge series.
Yeah, you know, I always – I don't know if it was, you know, something like an Oriole mentality where you feel like the underdog, but, you know, at the end of the day, the Red Sox are in first place, Yankees were in second, and this is a team we need to beat if you want to win the division. So I never look at it as – the rivalry aspect. I think that's for the media and the fans, you know, to really look into and stuff like that. I just look at, is this a team we need to beat? And I mean, every team you want to beat, but here, obviously, you know, there's a team ahead of you, and if you want to win the division, you got to beat them. So you got to, you know, play your best baseball when you're up here.
Zach Britton hanging out with his former Oriole, now with the Yankees. Of course, Yankees and Red Sox are playing a series. Orioles will be starting off with the Rangers tonight. You can hear it here on The Fan. Zach, coming into this year, obviously the Orioles, they go out and, you know, they get Alex Cobb, they get Andrew Cashner. You know, they're loading up for one more run with you guys to take another shot at the playoffs, the division, or whatever. And obviously things just went totally sideways. What do you think? What went wrong? Did you feel something different in spring training, like I've read some folks talk about? Did it just, you know, injuries, and then things just went off the rails quick and out of control? Give me your thoughts on why things ended up the way they did in your mind.
Yeah, you know, I think there wasn't one, you know, one reason. I think coming into spring, obviously last year at the deadline, you know, they were talking about trading, you know, me, Manny, or whatever, and then, you know, obviously none of that happened. And then in the offseason, again, we heard our names kind of getting floated around, and something just kind of changed. I think, like, knowing that, you know, I know talking with Manny in the offseason a lot before I got hurt, you know, it was just kind of weird. You know, we were like, hey, what are you hearing? You know, what am I hearing? And, you know, I felt like I was going to get traded in the offseason if I didn't get hurt. And so I just, something changed. So, you know, I don't know why. You know, maybe knowing that my time with the Orioles was going to come to an end at some point. But we got to spring training, and it just wasn't the same. Yeah, same atmosphere. A lot of free agents, you know, including Buck and Dan Duquette. And, you know, they only had 1 year left. You know, even when we brought people in, it didn't feel like the same group of guys, even though it was. You know, the attitude there was almost guys just waiting for, you know, something bad to happen and guys get traded. You know, it wasn't ever, I don't know, and maybe this is just me. You know, obviously I was injured in spring, but being able to, like, kind of sit back and watch it unfold the way it did throughout the year, it just seemed like the fire wasn't there. And that's unfortunate. I don't think it was for, like, lack of effort. I just think there was something in the back of everyone's mind knowing that at some point people were going to get traded. And that's a tough thing to deal with, I think, when you're around the same group of guys for a long period of time and you know that time's come to an end. I think maybe you press a little bit, or there's a lot of uncertainty with the organization from top to bottom. And I think it got to some of the players, and I know it got to me at times, and, you know, you try to be better than that, but we're human, and, you know, you let those thoughts creep into your mind.
And Zach, and you brought up the point I was going to kind of, like, lead to like, the second part of the question was, you know, it was Buck's last year, and also throw in Dan, even though he's not around every day like Buck. How much of it that, you know, your manager's in his final year of his deal, and he's a guy that's been with you the whole time, all of you, the core that turned this thing around, How much of that might have been influenced? Did you feel anything different from Buck or Dan? Kind of talk about those two guys.
You know, I didn't feel anything different from Buck. You know, he's always wants to be the most prepared guy in the room, you know, and I felt like he, from training from day one, you know, he was preaching, hey, you know, like, if this is our last shot together, then let's go and win. Like, you know, like, let's make the most of it. So I don't ever feel like it was something that he did or, you know, the culture he was creating in the clubhouse. You know, I think it was just amongst the players that there just wasn't, it just wasn't the same mindset, but I don't think that came from the coaching staff at all. I think the coaches there are really good. I think, you know, with Dan too, like you said, you don't have the same interaction, but it seemed like he was going out and he signed Alex Cobb, he signed Cashner. You know, I think he was doing some things to give us the best chance to win. It just kind of didn't work out. You know, Cobb, you know, signing so late, I think it's hard. Pitchers really need spring training. I mean, I can tell you right now, coming off of my injury, not having spring training, I got 17 big league innings right now. And, I mean, I wish every day that I had, you know, my 20 in spring so I could have actually worked on stuff. And, you know, I know that's difficult, but I don't think anything from Dan or Buck, was the reason why the team, you know, struggled like they did. I think, and now that you're seeing, you know, Dan, I think they've done some good things for the future.
Zach, you've been in the organization a long time. Why do you think it is that they've had a hard time developing starting pitching?
You know, that's a question. You know, we hadn't a lot of good, you know, pitching prospects, you know,
right.
when I was coming up. You know, I think, you know, people talk about the AL East, but at the time when, you know, you're coming up, some of these lineups, you look right now, some of the lineups in these teams like Boston, New York, how good these young teams are going to be for a long time. I mean, it's a challenge. It's a challenge for players and starting pitchers in Baltimore to come up there and combat these lineups on a daily basis. And I'm not sure. That's a great question. I never felt like I was, you know, hindered or held back, you know, by anybody really in this organization. I mean, there was obviously a period there. I think everyone knows, you know, at some point with Arrieta and myself and a couple other guys, we had some issues with the pitching coach, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, there was some talent there. And for that talent not to at least produce a couple good starters, you know, with the team, yeah, it kind of makes you scratch your head.
Because Zach, you know, like we had Keith Law on the other day, and he said he thought it'd be Gausman needed to leave so he could develop. I mean, those were his comments.
Yeah, that's tough. You know, Kevin is a guy, you sit there and you watch him, and he does remind you a little bit of Jake. I think Jake, you know, Arrieta had, you know, better overall stuff, but, you know, Gausman's got enough stuff to be a top of the rotation starter. He's going to an organization where, you know, Dave Wallace and Dom Chidi are, where he had a lot of success with Dave Wallace as the pitching coach. I know he's not the pitching coach there, but he's in the organization. He's going to get his chance to get his hands on him again. And I wouldn't be shocked. Yeah, you see him put together, you know, a lot of good years in Atlanta.
Zach Britton with us, former Oriole closer, now with the New York Yankees. Obviously, Vinny and Haney show, Terry and for Bob on the Fan. Zach, you bring up Dom and Chidi and of course, Dave Wallace. And they left and Roger McDowell came in. And, you know, there's been a lot of criticism through media or fans aware about Roger McDowell, especially compared to Wallace and Chidi. Did you feel a difference in philosophy with Roger McDowell? Was there this whole big change of how you went about things? Or just, you know, sometimes it's really the individual pitchers either having good or bad years for whatever, and it has nothing to do with the pitching coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it is, it's on the player. I mean, I always bring up like Dave Wallace because he was kind of the guy when I transferred to relieving, you know, from starting to relieving. He kind of preached a lot of good things that I kind of take with me still, him and Dom Chidi. And at the end of the day, it's your career, right? So you listen to who's helpful to you, but at the same time, I mean, you don't take in everything. So if there's something that you feel that's not working for you, you don't have to do it. I mean, it's your career. And at the end of the day, you want to look back and say, you know, I didn't let, you know, things that I didn't think were, you know, beneficial to me affect my career. So all these guys here to help, and they all help in their own way. You know, Roger helps in his own way, different than Dave and Dom did. You know, Alan Mills too. He's really helpful down there in the bullpen. I mean, everyone's different, and I think I think that the issue was a lot of guys had a good relationship with Dave and Dom, and the way they left, it wasn't because the players didn't want them. It was just because of, you know, some differences they had in the front office. And so I think it was kind of like a gut punch when they both left, but it had nothing to do with Roger and Alan Mills. I think those guys bring a lot of good things to the table.
So, Zach, when you go to a new organization like the Yankees, and you've been there now for, what, a week or so?
A grizzled Yankee veteran now he is.
Right. What differences do you see, you know, any part of the organization compared to the Oriole organization? Better or worse? It doesn't, you know, whatever you think.
Yeah, you know, I'm still trying to get, you know, a grasp of it all. But, you know, it's probably one of the more, whether it is or not, it seems like a more veteran clubhouse to an extent, just the way things are kind of are run a little bit. A lot of it is very individualized to where, you know, you're expected to, you know, get yourself ready for the game and things like that. Like, you know, there's accountability. And there was there in Baltimore, too. It's just a different way. You know, guys got to the field a lot earlier in Baltimore here, a little later. But everyone, it's hard to explain because it's just like a feeling when you walk into the clubhouse. But, you know, there's a lot of similarities, but at the same time, you can see why the Yankees have been successful for so long, just with some things that they do. From an organizational standpoint that, you know, I wasn't quite used to in Baltimore, but I wouldn't say that one way is better than the other. I just think it's worked for the Yankees. And the other way, you know, in Baltimore, I still think they're trying to figure out some things that can really improve the organization. I think they're on their way.
Does Judge and Stanton look like football players?
Yeah, that's the. I definitely realized that I wasn't, you know, that tall when I came over here. Even in that bullpen, I think me and Dave Robertson are the shortest guys. So that's one of the biggest differences.
Last thing for you, Zach, former Oriole Zach Britton with us, very kind enough to hang out with us. He's in Boston right now with the Yankees. Zach, real fast, you know, Manny Machado after he left, he had talked about one of the issues with the Orioles were things that kind of were different this year, and it had been like this for a while, but it felt like for some reason it was just worse. Was he felt like not everybody was on the same page, whether it was front office, upper management. There was the banging of heads, and there was mixed messages and different guys with different, I don't know if agendas is the right word, but different philosophies. Did you feel that as well through your time in Baltimore, that there was kind of a banging of heads or a difference of philosophy or a Game of Thrones kind of thing going on?
You know, I think there was definitely, you know, guys with different philosophies on maybe how we should, you know, structure or build the team, or, you know, should we trade guys, should we not trade guys, you know, what direction the team should head in, I would say. And I think that's not just like the major leagues, I think just total organization. But I think that also comes with the fact that a guy like Dan Duquette isn't locked in to a longer contract. Your manager's in flux. The coaching staff at the same time is kind of sitting on edge. Like, if we have a new manager, you know, do I have a job? You know, so I think that it's hard to have a stable team. A lot of the other stuff were in flux as well, or up in the air. So yeah, I mean, I agree with Manny. I mean, Manny saw as much as I did in there, and I always felt that if they could have just, you know, if everyone was on the same page of the direction of the team, and whether that was the rebuild like they're doing now, I think right now, even when I got traded, you know, I talked to Dan Duquette, and I was like, I think like it's nice to see that, hey, you know, this is what we're doing, and we're committed to it. We're gonna get as many quality prospects for these guys back that we can. And it didn't just stop with me and Manny. You saw Brad and Darren and Scope and Gausman. Guys, I didn't think they were gonna trade Gausman and Scope, but you know what, this is the direction we're headed, and this is what we need to do, sign international players. I mean, so I think now it seems like they have the direction, and when the season started, I was unsure. So, I mean, yeah, Manny, I think Manny was right on with that, but it seems like now they've gotten together, and, you know, I know the Angelos brothers are having more say as well in the organization. I think those guys are going to do good things for the organization. I've had great conversations with them. It seems, you know, they really want the Orioles organization to get back to its heyday, and they're going to do everything they can to make that happen.
Zach Britton, former Oriole, closing out with the Yankees. I'm looking at your ESPN.com page. You know, they just Photoshop. They take your Oriole picture and put the Yankee hat on you and the pinstripes. So it's your same picture, but you got Yankee gear on, and Zach, it's creepy.
Yeah. it's going to take a little while to get used to.
Hey, man, we appreciate you. You were great with your time today, and thanks a lot for giving us a few extra minutes so we could talk to you about a bunch of different things. Good luck to you, my friend, and, you know, we'll never forget the great memories you gave us here as Oriole fans, Zach, and hopefully maybe you do come back in the future and give us more. It'd be great.
Yeah, that would be great.
Hey, Zach, I won't be watching tonight. I'll watch tomorrow, and I've got to check out the the Ravens tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sounds good.
All right, man. Good
Zach,
luck.
Thanks a lot, my friend. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Zach Britton, former Oriole closer, now with the Yankees on the Ackerman Security Hotline, hanging out with us. Vinny and Haney Show.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.